Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord and welcome to another hour of declaring the finished work on this marvelous Thursday afternoon. I am just so grateful to be alive today, to be in the land of the living, lifting my hands and praising God, exalting Him above all things, knowing that He is. Glory to God. He is. He says that I am. And so whatever you need Him to be, He is that. I am your friend. I am your protector. I am your deliverer. I am your healer. I am your wisdom. I am your strength. I am your power. I am your love. Amen. Glory to God. Well, here we are. We're back on the topic of God in a box. But before I get started, I am going to open up this broadcast with prayer. We're going to just clear out the airways. Amen. So the Spirit of the Lord is just moving unhindered. Glory to God. Father, we praise you this day. We thank you. We thank you for life and for breath. We thank you for your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who came as the perfect sacrifice and bore all of the sins of the world. Hallelujah. So that we might be free. Free, no longer slaves to sin and death. And we thank you. Thank you. We are continuing to unwrap all that you have done for us through your Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you for so loving us. We thank you for the broadcast today, this message, God in a box, for all that you will be revealing through it. Have your way, lead and guide and direct this message, everything that you want your children to hear, that they will be strengthened and encouraged. Hallelujah, that they will go forth in boldness, knowing who they are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you that the airways are clear, that no weapon formed against this broadcast will be able to prosper in this moment, that the word will go forth unhindered, and your word never returns to you void, but it goes forth and accomplishes the very purposes for which you have sent them. And we thank you. We thank you because you are faithful. You never leave us nor forsake us. There is nothing that can separate us from your love. We praise you and give thanks this day. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. So if you were with me last week, that was the first session, the first teaching session on God in a box. So this is a journey that we're on. I just thank God for how he's working, because he knows exactly what we need in a particular time. And in this hour, with all of the craziness that we are seeing in this world, where people consider things that are wrong, all of a sudden they are right. Where lies are more palatable than the truth. But amen, glory to God, that where sin abound, much more grace. So God has a plan that's unfolding. And our task is to be still and to hear his voice and proclaim the words that he is speaking, the words of truth that will set the captive free, to release the spirit of love that he has placed on the inside of us, the spirit of peace that he has placed on the inside of us, to be able to release that peace into the atmosphere no matter where we go, that we are a blessing wherever we go and to whoever we touch and speak to. Hallelujah. The scripture says, out of the darkness, the light shall shine. So, even though the darkness is increasing and covering the earth, it's a clear indication that the light of God is increasing in our lives. Truth is being released in this hour that will bring increased liberty in the spirit, in the body of Christ, so that we can move unhindered. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that as this word is going forth, this God in a box message is going forth, that chains are dropping off of people and they are finding liberty, because there, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I just want to review a few things from last week. God in a box. I talked about, or I defined what a box, what is a box. And I defined it as being a container with sides. And these sides act as boundaries. Amen. So whatever you put within this container, these boundaries, these sides, will keep it from expanding beyond that. The purpose of a box is to contain, to measure, to restrict, and to restrain. That's what those borders do. Those boundaries do. They restrict and restrain. It also separates. And in the area of mobility, having something in a box gives you the ability to carry it around with you, or to leave it at home, sitting on a shelf or in a closet. Protection. Protection is another purpose of a box. It protects, and in this particular situation, we're talking about our idea of who God is, because clearly God cannot really be contained in a box, but our idea of who He is and who we are can be in a box. So this purpose of protection, by being in a box, it keeps us from receiving anything else within that box, within those borders, within that boundary, so that it doesn't impact or affect the contents that are already in our box, and it doesn't require us to increase the size of the box, because we're not accepting anything new. Boxes come in different sizes. Amen. My box may be bigger than your box, and the other person's box may be bigger. So we've got all these different size boxes because we've got these various ideas of who God is and who He is and who we are in Him. But at any moment, we can upgrade from one size box to the next as we continue to add to the box. Now, this is one of the things actually that sort of sparked this topic of God in a box, that I was sitting and meditating and talking on the Word of God and just talking to the Holy Spirit. And He said to me that I need you to get outside of the box. Now, I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm pretty good. I think I'm really operating outside this box, because, you know, I've been very open, and also in terms of recognizing that I don't know everything, and that and remaining in that posture of being teachable, glory to God, and to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. And what the Lord said to me, to my surprise, was that your box is increasing in size, but you still have me in a box. It's just a bigger box now. It's larger because now you've placed more things inside the box. So the whole purpose of this message is to get us to operate in a place where there are no borders, no borders and no boundaries. Because, you know, we hear God, we hear messages about God being outside of time, and the things that God, how God expresses himself in the word, and the things that he speaks to us through his word clearly tells us and indicates to us that he is a God that operates outside of time. So he can see the beginning of a thing and the end of a thing all at once. He's all-knowing, all-present, everywhere. Last week, we shared some scriptures about majesty. I just wanted us to begin to reflect on God's majesty, which is his power and his glory and his sovereignty, his wondrous works, the great creation that expresses the type of God that we serve, the grandeur, the beauty, and the power and the authority, the royalty and the holiness of God. And I hope that you will continue to meditate on that. One of the things through reading Psalm 145, which was written by David, was to get you to spend time meditating on your Father and just how limitless he is, and that there is nothing that is greater than he is. And when we do this, when we daily take some time to meditate on our God, who is past finding out, whose ways are not our ways and his thoughts are so much higher, it begins to make everything else seem so much smaller. It puts things in perspective because there is nothing greater than him. Nothing is greater than our God. So we are going to get out of the box. God has made certain promises to us. He has prophesied over the body of Christ. So without a doubt, I know that we are going to be moving from glory to glory, moving from one dispensation to the next. Amen. And God is releasing very particular or specific things at a specific time. Glory to God. Just as Jesus came into the earth at a very specific time, it is all part of this great tapestry of the divine movement of God. Now, here are some points I want to make about the box, and they're mostly negative perspectives about box, about really the need to get outside of the box. And not that, you know, because we do have to, I really don't want, maybe I shouldn't use the word negative, but the things about a box that causes restrictions, the things about a box that confines us, the thing about a box that can even create lack, because if what we need is not inside that box and we are unwilling to go beyond that box, we can suffer lack in any particular area. My first point is that, which I made at the top of the message, is God cannot be contained in a box. It is our idea of who he is and who we are that is found in a box. So when we have God in this place where we put up these walls and we refuse to receive anything other than what we know. I mean, it can be, sometimes it can be kind of scary to expand into knowledge that is outside of your knowledge base, to even consider it. But the beautiful part is that God is our safety and he is our protection. And we are told to walk by the Spirit, which is key, because our minds can, because our minds are finite unless we're moving in the mind of Christ, but our minds are finite, and there's always the possibility of believing in something that is of error, an incorrect truth or a partial truth. But if it's not the truth, then it's not really truth. And for some of us, especially those of us who are maybe 5, 6, 7 decades here in the earth, in the growth of the church in terms of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all that he has done, was not always present in the mainstream of church teaching. So there are things that we learned that are very limiting, that limits us, restricts us from walking in the fullness of what we see in the scriptures. And as I said, the key is walking by the Spirit, because God is Spirit. And in our spirit, we are perfect and we are in perfect communion with God. And that is our protection. Our protection is abiding in him. And that's a spiritual place. It's not a mental place. It's a spiritual place. And the Holy Spirit is Spirit, and he is the Spirit of truth. Glory to God. So we don't have to be afraid that we will be tricked mentally, because if we are walking by the Spirit in this personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will reveal anything that is not of him. So you don't have to be so paranoid that the minute you hear something that is outside of what you already know, that you just close up, refuse to hear it, because it doesn't agree with what you already know. But you'll be able to listen and talk, which is what I do. Usually if I'm introduced to something new, I immediately started having a dialogue with the Holy Spirit, asking him, what is this? What does it mean? And where is the scriptural support for it? Because he will definitely show you in the Word of God. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. So that is key. Your relationship with the Holy Spirit, your helper, your comforter, the Spirit of truth. Amen. That relationship with him is also just as crucial as the relationship with the Son. Amen. I'm going to read Romans 11:33 right here. It says, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable." This unsearchable means incomprehensible, impossible to understand. And basically, it is incomprehensible and impossible to understand to the mind, because the mind of God is spirit. So we have to be walking by the Spirit. They that worship him will worship him in spirit and truth, because God is spirit. Let me continue with this scripture. Let me start over. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. Inscrutable, not readily investigated or interpreted or understood. Mysterious. So it can be mysterious if you stay on the surface of things. It may not be easily understood if you stay on the surface of the Word of God. But as you develop in your intimacy, as you develop the depth of your relationship with your Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit and with the Father, the mind of God will be made clear to you. His ways will be made clear to you, because the Word of God has been, you know, the scripture says the letter of the word, the letter of the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. And that is true. Scripture has been used to justify many things because the Spirit was not present. Verse 34 says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?" Well, that's how great God's mind is. Who has been his counselor? There's no one that can counsel God. God can counsel himself, but no one can counsel him. This is the awesomeness of this God that we serve. Okay, let's move down to this next bullet. This container of ideas that we have about who God is and who we are can become, well, it is our universe. If God is in a box for us, and who we are is in a box, this is our universe. It can be a small little universe. It can be an expanded universe. But we are actually trying to get to the universe where it's infinite, to just be out there with him, moving with him, trusting and leaning not to our own understanding. Because the truth is that we live out of what we think and believe. So if what we think and believe has us confined in a box, that is our universe. You know, I'm saying that, I think about the scripture in Isaiah when it says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it?" And in that scripture, he's trying to get you to move away from the former things and to move into this new thing. And it's not new in the sense that it's never existed and it was just created. It's just that we were unaware. It's like we go from glory to glory, and glory to glory, we're going from truth to truth, because the truth has many levels. And as we grow and the truth goes higher and higher, it causes us to operate in a greater level of freedom, a greater level of understanding and insight and wisdom. We are receiving more of God's wisdom, more of God's knowledge, more of God's understanding. Our perspectives are being shaped by his Spirit. And so it changes the vision. And so, you know, now that I'm speaking about changing a vision, I want to just drop down. I'm going to move away from these points just for a second and come back. But I'm thinking about Job. There was this point where God had to step in after all of the so-called friends who came to counsel him, and then Job counseling himself and what he thinks. And God just had to step in, because Job really had God in a box. And so God had to show him who he was. And I'm not going to read through the scriptures. Well, maybe I'll read just a little bit because it's so good. I'm going to start in Job 38, and I'll start with verse 1. It says, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, 'Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding? Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth and the wickedness be shaken out of it? I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. But in Job chapter 42 and verse 5, it says, this is Job speaking. After God has put everything in perspective for Job, he says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. See, prior to this, Job had just heard about him. He had this mental knowledge about who God was. And based on that knowledge, he coordinated his life. He was getting up and deciding that he needed to pray for his sons every day and do these sacrifices and things for them in case they may have sinned. And I mean, just, you know, he thought that his position with God was determined by, because he gave to those who were in need, you know, his good works defined who he was as a man of God, when in fact his good works in the presence of God is absolutely, well, his scripture says, our righteousness is as filthy rags. So we have no other choice but to accept his righteousness, because our righteousness is as filthy rags, because it is beneath the holiness of God. So the only holiness we have is the holiness that God gives us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me go back up here to my other bullets. What a box can also do is cause you to not have a continual hearing from God. And this will restrict and restrain you. It will restrict and restrain us and cause us to experience lack in some way. Also, one great danger of this box mentality, because it's a box mentality, it's a mentality that restricts and restrains even the word of God. Because what we end up doing so many times, we will justify why there is the absence of something written in the word of God and not operating in our lives. We will do some reasoning or some rationale. Well, that's not for today. That was for back then. And, you know, that was whatever reason. But that's what we began to do. That's the kind of thinking that's birthed out of living inside this box, having that boxed in mentality. You justify why what we're seeing in the word of God is not operating in our lives. Amen. Now, this is not to say that you should be carrying any kind of guilt or condemnation because you're not walking in the fullness of everything that you see in the scriptures, but who is? Amen. We're all in process and we're all growing. But get out of your box, open up, and know that with God, all things are possible. So you don't give up and you don't give in to that limited thought that, oh, this is not going to work for me. oh, God can't do that for me. Do not give in to that type of thinking. God wants to continually speak to us and continually to bring revelation. Let's go to John 16. I'm going to read verses 13 and 15. And this is Jesus talking. When the Spirit of truth comes, he's talking to his disciples. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Jesus says, all that the Father has is mine. All that the Father has is mine. Amen. That also speaks of the oneness of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. How they work in oneness. There is no separation. There is a scripture in John where it actually speaks. He says, I in them and you in me. He's speaking to the Father. So Jesus is in us and the Father is in Jesus. It speaks of this communion, this connection that we have, this oneness that we have, that same oneness that the Son experiences with the Father and the Holy Spirit. This is what we have access to. It's amazing. I was listening to a worship song. A Bethel worship team was singing it, I believe. But this line, this lyric jumped out at me. It says, in him we have endless amount of space to create. Think about that. In him we have endless amount of space to create. Because Jesus is in us. We are in Jesus. The Father's in Jesus. Jesus is in the Father. So, I mean, we are living and moving and having our being in God. God is infinite. There are no walls, no borders. He's infinite. He just goes on and on and on. He is. He says, I am. I am. And this gives us endless amount of space to create. We're like our fathers. We create as well. We create with our words. We create with even the thoughts that we think. We're always creating something. We're not always aware that we are in a creating process, but we are. We are. It's like when Job said, that which I feared has come upon me. So he had these thoughts, these things that he was fearing, and it came to pass. It came to pass. Glory to God. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. You alone are worthy, Jesus. You alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great you are, Lord. Father, I thank you. I thank you that the spirit of your word has gone forth. And it's doing a work right now in those who are receiving your spirit. This spirit of truth that makes us free, that looses those things that bind and restrict. I thank you, Lord God, that it is you in us that is doing this great and mighty work in our lives. And we just surrender. We surrender to this mighty work that you are doing in our lives. We know that we've been bought with a price, a great price, a precious, precious, precious price. You said that when we lose our lives, that's when we really find life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are taking the body of Christ into these wide open spaces. We already know that you will not withhold any good thing from us. But we want to be a people who will not withhold any good thing to others. That your goodness will lead others to repentance. They will see the greatness of your love. We thank you that your spirit is light. It is light. It dispels darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for vision expansion, that we are seeing way beyond what we even understand, but we see it and we recognize that it is present. We thank you for the unity of the spirit, that we are one. We are one as you are one. There is no separation. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are Lord of creation. You're Lord of my life. Lord of the land and the seas. You are Lord of the heavens before there was time. And Lord of all lords, you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords, you are Lord of all lords. You are King of all kings. You are, hallelujah. And now for those of you who are listening and have not made the simple step of asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and be Lord and Savior, that you're surrendering over to Him your heart and your soul and your mind and even your physical body, that you surrender it all up to Him. He has bore all of your sins, and you are forgiven. God is no longer angry because the judgment was paid. So receive him. Come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Come on to me, oh, come on to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right where you are, just ask him to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, in reality, he is your Lord and Savior. But you need to receive that truth of who Christ Jesus is. And let him be all to you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Here we are at the end of another broadcast. Amen. We've got Friday Night Joy tomorrow with Reverend Ray and friends at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's always a good Friday night time. Glory to God. And then he's back with us on Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And then we have on the first Monday of the month, which is actually, we are headed into June. So Monday at 7 p.m., we've got, oh my goodness, I cannot believe, we got Apostle Shirley Jones with us, Lifeline. I don't know why, it was like for an instant moment there, I had a blank. But we've got Lifeline on Monday, and that's Monday, June 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I'm excited because she's actually also, if you're in this Washington, D.C., Maryland, Southern Maryland, and Northern Virginia area, then I just want to invite you to come out to a very special book signing that is taking place this Saturday, June 3rd. So if you have any time to squeeze in, come out. It is actually happening at the Loft, Ann Taylor's Loft. And I am trying to pull it up this very minute so that I can give you the location. I guess I'm not pulling it up quick enough. I'm actually going out on Facebook because it was just recently. Wait a minute. Let me see. There we go. Here we go. It is actually the ABCs of Leadership. So this is a new release. It's a book signing. It's this Saturday, June 3rd, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., The Loft at Wall Chapel Town Center. And the address is 1405 South Main Chapel Way, and that's Gambrills, Maryland. So if you were to get on 301 and just head north on 301, you know, you're gonna run into that area for those of you who are 301. But you know, just pop the address into your GPS. But again, that is the loft at Wall Chapel Town Center, and the address is 1405 South Main Chapel Way. That's Gambrills, Maryland, 21054. And this is a book signing, and it's also a birthday celebration as well. But you definitely want to get this particular book from the Apostle Shirley Jones, who is also an author. She has several books that she has written. So God has blessed her with the ability to share revelations through the things that she has encountered, the challenges and the trials and things that she's gone through her life, and to be able to pin that wisdom and that knowledge and that revelation down so that you can have access to that is really a blessing. Well, praise God. So let me get off the air. Amen. So God is good. I am so glad that you were able to join me live. And those who weren't able to join me live, be blessed by the podcast. And know that once I post it out there, actually on the Facebook page, even though once after the date of the actual live broadcast, you can click on that same link and it will give you access to the podcast. Anyway, be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Walk in that place of no borders. God is taking you. He's enlarging your territory, because there is no end in him. He is eternal. Glory to God. Amen and amen. So I love you, family. I love you, my soon to be family. You are coming in. Glory to God. I can see you coming. In the spirit, I see you coming. Amen. The numbers are increasing. Glory to God. And the angels, they're celebrating. Glory to God. Amen. So this is actually a very joyous time. Have great expectation. Have great expectation. When you see calamity over here, you see 1,000 falling at your right side and 10,000 at your at your right hand. I hope I got that right, but you know what I'm saying from Psalm 91. Don't have no fear. Have no fear. Will not come nigh you. Amen. Amen. You are in a safe place in the Lord. There is nothing that can be done to you. Nothing, nothing. Because you live, you have eternal life. Even if something happened to this physical body, you live on. You live on. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Let me just stop right here and move on. I am just so excited about what God is showing with this God in a Box series. Amen. He is getting us out of the box. God bless.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.